Okay, in Tanya, the bottom is 386, and the top is Kuf Aleph. We already started Perek Yud Beis. The Alter Rebbe was explaining, in the concept of tshuva, that a person has to have simcha, because they know that no matter how bad they sin, and how many times they sin, Hashem still forgives them. And because of that, a person has to have simcha. And he says, even though it says, Chatosi Negdi Samid, that my sins are always opposite me, so the Alter Rebbe said, number one, Negdi means from the distance, meaning they're not close, they're distant. Secondly, the Alter Rebbe says, when a person realizes they sinned, that itself will cause them to have simcha. Why? Because anything bad that happens to them, they'll understand that this is very good because it's cleaning my sins, which I have, the person knows about them. And therefore he says, it's great because, as we're in the middle of discussing now in Perek Yud Beis, that even a little suffering in this world removes a lot of punishment in the world to come. So we're going to start again Perek Yud Beis and go through the first 5-6 lines quickly. He says, V'tama simcha, and he says, by the way, a person who doesn't answer when they're insulted, and a person who accepts punishment with ahava, is forgiven for all their sins. Remember that we learned. So he says, V'tama simcha b'yisuri aguv, the reason of simcha. Huh? If somebody insults you, that you don't answer back.
That person.
Right. Or yismeichem b'yisurim, a person's happy when they suffer. So the Gemara says, yimechaper, you know, Hashem forgives your sins. So he says, v'tama simcha b'yisuri aguf, the reason why there's simcha when a person suffers, l'fishitei v'gedei levatsuma l'nefesh achitas, because punishment is a tremendous great favor for the person who sins, l'marka b'ilam azet, to punish him in this world, l'atzila mi'amirik b'gehenim, to save him from the punishment of Gehenim. Because if you suffer in this world, that removes punishment in Gehenim. B'frat b'dirisenu el, especially in our generations. Shein b'cheles l'sanes k'fi misper kol atzeme shebet k'nut shebe me'arizal. When we're not able to fast as much fasts as the Arizal writes, hatzrichas l'mirik ha'nefesh, which needs the cleansing of the soul, la'atzila mi'mirik b'gehenim, to clean it from Gehenim. And that is, this is where we left off, more or less. The commission causes of the Ramban Zal, like the Ramban writes in his introduction to Iyuv, Shafilu Yisurim Shal Iyuv Ayin Shana, that even the suffering of Iyuv, as they call him in English, Job, that suffered 70 years of suffering, Ein Lohem Erech Klal, there's no comparison, the Ramban writes, to the torture of the Nefesh 1 hour in Gehenim. That means 1 hour in Gehenim is worse than all the suffering that Iyuv did, that Eve suffered throughout his lifetime. Why? Because the hottest fire in this world is 1/60th of the fire of Gehenim. Now obviously, Gehenim doesn't have a furnace burning, and it's not a physical fire. He's talking about the concept of suffering that the neshama goes through is similar to the physical analogy that somebody can give. But Gehenim is not a hot furnace, and they put up the oven and make it hotter and colder. It doesn't work like that. Because now he says like this. He's saying that a little punishment in this world removes a tremendous amount of punishment in the world to come. Why? David HaMelech says in Tillim, Eilam Chesed Yibana, that Hashem created this world with Chesed. What does it mean Hashem created the world with Chesed? Obiyisurim Kalim Be'eilam Azeh, which it means is, with very slight punishment in this world, very slight suffering in this world, nitzol midinim koshin shel elam haba, removes a lot of punishment from the world to come. What?
To contradict himself, he just said 70 years of Eve's suffering is nothing like 1 hour now. Then again, he says that even a little suffering removes an amazing amount. How's it the same? How's it an example to what he's trying to prove? 70 years of
Eve didn't suffer to save him from Gehenim. He's saying here two things. A little suffering removes a tremendous amount of punishment in Gehenim. What is Gehenim's punishment like? Nothing compared to the 70 years of Eve. He's not discussing Eve, how much Eve's Gehenim was supposed to be and how much. He's just describing, Eve is to describe the severity of Gehenim. That the worst punishment in the Eve, 70 years suffering, is not even worth 1 hour of Gehenim. Nevertheless, when a person suffers a little bit down here, it removes a lot of punishment in Gehenim. And he says why. He says, commercial hilach v'atokas atzel ba'aretz, like when the shade, when the sun shines, you create a shadow. In order for the shadow down here on earth to move a few feet, the sun moved up there thousands of miles. That means a little bit down here has a tremendous effect up there. Like he says, atokas atzel ba'aretz tefach, in order for the shade of the shadow of the sun to move 3-4 inches down here, is the fihilah gagol hashemesh berakia, is based on the rotation of the sun in the sky, alpayin milin, thousands of miles. Meaning, a little bit down here removes a tremendous amount from the world to come, a punishment. The same thing, a little mitzvah down here gets a tremendous amount of reward up there. Because this world was created with chesed, and Hashem's punishment are also chesed, and therefore even when a person suffers a little bit, it takes away a lot from the world to come. So therefore he says this should cause a person to have simcha, because they're getting away in 1 minute what they would need months in Gehenim. So the person has to be happy. He's getting rid of a lot of it's a good investment, in other words.
Here.
Yeah, the yes, can land cats, and so it is also in an infinite amount. The nimshul, the analogy is the sun and the earth, but he says in the nimshul, in the chain of the worlds, mireima milus ad elamaz agashmi, from the highest worlds to the lowest worlds is a tremendous amount of distance, so to speak, spiritual distance, but it's still distance, and therefore anything like we mentioned last week, if you need to go into your pocket to get a quarter for the meter, and you go, and you, by mistake, you took out a dime, and you have to go into your pocket again, a second time, to take out the quarter, it says in Sfarim, that is considered a punishment, suffering, that removes a lot of Gehenim. But by the way, this is only when Hashem does it, not when we intentionally start beating ourselves up, and doing it, and then we say, oh, I'm suffering. No, this is only, as the pasuk says, as Hashem Yehav Hashem Yechiach, only when Hashem does it, not when we do it.
So it's trying to say that something that seems so minor, so nothing, takes away so much, kavachomer, terrible suffering.
Correct. Correct. So he's just explaining. Therefore, when a person realizes they have sins, granted from the distance, chatasi negdi summit is there from the distance. So therefore, that the Alter Rebbe says, like, what's so good about remembering that you have sins? It's depressing. He said, number one, it shouldn't be depressing because it's distant. Secondly, it's not depressing because by realizing you have sins and then you get suffering, you realize that the suffering is removing all the sins. I doubt it.
But the suffering isn't just for sins, right? There's also other reasons for suffering.
Because
Tzadikim also suffer, so they're not...
Who?
Tzadikim, right?
Yeah.
So they're not suffering for sins.
Yes, they are. For our sins.
Okay.
The Mittel Rebbe, somebody once came into the Mittel Rebbe. In fact, the Rebbe brought down this in the first Maimon. The Rebbe said when he became Rebbe, in Yitzchak Tashin Yer Aleph, the Rebbe told like one line stories about each one of the Rebbeim, so about their Avos Yisrael. So the Rebbe said that a young guy once came into the Mittel Rebbe, and the Mittler Rebbe rolled up his sleeve, and he saw it was like all eaten up. And he said to the Chassid, this is from you, your Chatas Ne'udim, this is from youthful sins. The Mittler Rebbe said, this is from your sins. It's similar to what Chassidus discusses, the famous question. You have Tzaddikim, they say it about the Arizal, for instance. The Arizal was definitely a very holy Tzaddik. He didn't sin. Yeah? The question is that Arizal daven shachris, he daven mincha, he said a shamnu, and he said bagadnu, and he gazalnu, and he went to a vidui, and on Yom Kippur that Arizal said alchet. I'm sure he's a religious Jew. He said alchet and all that. The question is that Arizal didn't a shamnu, and he didn't bagadnu, and he didn't gazalnu. The Arizal didn't steal. What's he saying gazalnu? The answer is tzaddikim, because the neshama klolim, the neshamas include within them all the Jews. Like the head includes all the whole nerve center of the body. Our sins affected tzaddikim, and therefore the tzaddik has to say, "Oshamnu," but that not for his personal sins, but for our sins.
Is that all on the side of the door?
Doesn't matter. Ideally, yes. Realistically, it's the tzaddik of the tzaddik of the dirt. But it applies to every tzaddik. Every person's a leader ahead in his community. So whatever it is, that's the story.
So must be very painful. Would you rather them to the schmutz?
Yeah, it is. It's painful for the neshama too. When we drag it through the schmutz. By the way, we drag the Eibishter through the schmutz also. So you drag Hashem through the schmutz, it's painful to Hashem also. Yes. Okay, the bottom line, what's mentioned in the Zayar, meaning aliyah se'elim esalyeinim, that the elevation, now he's speaking in a positive way, the elevation of the spiritual realms, b'sarusa de lesata, by the aveda, the awakening of the Jew, sarusa de lesata is an expression in Chassidus. In Kabbalah it's called man, mayim nukvim. The sarusa de lesata literally means an awakening from below. There's a revelation that Hashem gives us as a gift, that's called the sarusa de la'ila, an awakening from above. Sarusa de lesata is an awakening that we do, meaning when we do a mitzvah, right? So he says, it's brought down in the Zohar, the great revelations in the higher realms, in the higher spheres, when a person makrevas eif echad banyena, when a person brings one little bird, and a pigeon or a dove, agabi a mizbeach and a mizbeach, or kremitz mincha, or a handful of a flower offering that they used to bring in the Beis Hamikdash, and they only burnt one handful of the flower offering. So the Zohar describes, you have no idea, the great revelations of godliness. One little action of good down here has a tremendous impact on all the spiritual realms that's going on up there. And he said the same thing is in a negative way. When a person suffers a little bit down here, in other words, he's saying like this, the chesed of Hashem is that one little deed down here impacts God in an unbelievable, infinite way. Which is a real big kindness. Why should one action, you bring one little bird, one handful of flour, of course maybe a quart or whatever, you bring it on the mizbeach, you create a tremendous revelation of God, that it says, Nachas Ruach Lefonai, that Hashem says, the pleasure that you listen to me, or as the Zohar quotes the expression, Raza de Korbana, the secret of the Korban, goes all the way ad Raza de Ein Sof, to the infinite level of godliness. Which, by the way, is important for people to keep in mind when they do a mitzvah. A Jew can think, who am I, one little tiny Jew, doing one tiny little mitzvah, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? The answer is, one tiny little mitzvah, this one tiny little Jew, has a tremendous, infinite impact on Hashem. Like the Maggid says, what it says in the Mishnah, it says, Dam alamayla mimoch, literally means you should know what's above you, won't come to sin. So the Maggid said, Da, you should know that malamayla, what goes all the way up there in the higher spiritual roles, what's going on over there is mimach from you. Or the Maggid also said another similar thing, but it applies more to the shadow over here. And that is, it says in Tillim, in Shir HaMalos, which we say Shabbos Davening, Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem is your shadow. So simply it means Hashem protects you. But what does it mean, according to Chassidus, Hashem Tzilcha? So the Maggid said, what Hashem Tzilcha means, God is your shadow. What does it mean, God is your shadow? Your shadow goes where you go. You know, kids like to play, they think they'll move and the shadow won't move. The shadow goes where you move. That means Hashem goes where you go. Which is an unbelievable concept that a Jew controls Hashem. Whether Hashem is going to reveal himself or not is up to the Jew. And he says, V'cheinu b'chol mitzvahs ma'isis k'neidah mi'arizal. And so it is also by all positive mitzvahs. As Arizal writes, any mitzvah a Jew does down here has a tremendous impact l'mayla. And therefore a person has to be happy when they either do a mitzvah, or for that matter, when they're punished down here and they suffer down here, they really have to be happy. B'zeh sham razal, this is what the Chazal explained on the Pasuk. It says in the Torah, V'skadishtem, you should be holy. You should sanctify yourself. The yisim kadeshim, and you will be holy. So Chazal say, what does it mean? Adam mekadesh atzmi ma'atmo mato, that if a person sanctifies himself a little bit down here, mekachin eisi harbe mamaila, they sanctify him a lot above. Meaning, again, Chazal say, Hashem says, v'his kadishtem, when you make yourself, because similarly it's redundant, it says, make yourself holy, you'll be holy. If you make yourself holy, you're holy. But Chazal say, what it means is, v'his kadishtem, when you make yourself holy, v'yisim kadishim, God will make you much holier than you even made yourself. And that's what, v'his kadishtem, you will make yourself holy. V'yisim kadeshim, God will make you holy on a much greater level. So Chazal say, what does it mean? Adam mekadesh atzmi matmo mato. A person sanctifies himself a little bit down here. Hashem sanctifies the person tremendously above. So little deed we do has a tremendous impact. It's similar to what the Gemara says. When a person gives tzedakah, people think they do a poor man a favor. They give him tzedakah. The Gemara says, "Yesed mimasha balabayis eisim ma'ani, ha'ani eisim en balabayis." The Gemara says, more than the rich man does for the poor man, the poor man does for the rich man. Why? The rich man gave him a dollar. He gave him a dollar. The poor man allowed the rich man to do a mitzvah of tzedakah, which is infinitely great, which is equal to all mitzvahs, and you get all this top level of kedusha of the person when he does the mitzvah. So a little bit down here has a tremendous impact l'mayla. Okemeshe calls of li'il, like he explained before, in the concept of sheker d'shonu b'mitzvaysev, that God sanctifies us with his mitzvahs. What does it mean? Bechina seviv kolamin, in the encompassing level. Means like this. The definition of kedusha, when the pasuk says you become holy, what does kedusha mean? We learned in the past, kedusha does not mean holiness. I mean, in English, it's translated, you know, you are holy, holiness, and so on. The real definition of kedusha means separated. That's why we learned many times that a zayna, a prostitute in Torah, is called a kedesha. Now, how does a prostitute get to kedesha if it's the root is kaddish? The answer is because the word kaddish means separated. You have separated above normal and separated below normal. But the definition of kedusha means you separate. So Chassidus explains, what does it mean when somebody becomes holy, somebody does kedusha? It means you get a revelation of godliness which is normally removed and separated from the world. In other words, there's a level of godliness that comes on a regular basis. It's called, so to speak, mamalik olamim. There's a limited level of godliness that comes down into the world. You get, you know, Atzilus gets its thing, Bria gets its thing, Yitzhak gets its thing, the person gets its thing, and that's it. When a person does a mitzvah and they become holy, it means you get a level of kedusha that's so infinite, it's so great, it cannot normally come into the world. It's removed from the world, and you become kedusha, meaning you get that level of godliness which is normally not existent in the world. And that happens every time a person does a mitzvah. So all you have to do is a tiny little mitzvah, no matter what it is, and you reach a level of elukus, of seviv kolamin, which is infinite. So one drop, as this, so he says, v'koncha mamish, u'be'inyan schar v'einish, and so it is also in the concept of schar v'einish, reward and punishment. Reward is infinitely greater, and the punishment, a little down here, removes a lot of punishment in the world to come. K'may merazalik, the Gemara says, schar mitzvah, mitzvah, that the reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah, which means the reward of a mitzvah, normally, this is a picture of it, schar mitzvah, mitzvah. The Mefarshim of Mishnah explain, what does it mean, schar mitzvah, mitzvah? It says like this, the reward of a mitzvah is that you're going to do another mitzvah. Shemitzvah gereres mitzvah. And then, instead of getting one reward, you're going to get two rewards. That's the way the commentators of the Mishnah explain it. Chassidus explains it a completely different concept. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah means the reward of the mitzvah, reward of a mitzvah, is the mitzvah. Mitzvah means tzavsa v'chibah, very good. Mitzvah means connection and binding. A person binds himself to the essence of Hashem. And because a person binds himself to the essence of Hashem, the Kedusha is an infinite level of Kedusha. It's not a limited level anymore, it's an infinite level. And that's what happens when a person does a mitzvah. And then it's explained in a different place. So then he finishes off by saying, whoever understands this will find good. And basically the Alter Rebbe finishes Igeres HaTshuva by explaining, and as the Rebbe explains, that the whole concept of Igeres HaTshuva of Tanya is based on the fundamental pasuk of Tanya, Ki Karev Elach Adav Emeid, is very close and easy to come to serve Hashem b'fichu b'vavchol ha'seisei. So the Rebbe writes, every chelik of Igeres HaTshuva, of Tanya, is included in that concept of, it's very easy and close for a person to do thought, speech, and action. So the Rebbe explains that everything that the Rebbe says in Igeres HaTshuva, the whole purpose of Igeres HaTshuva is to bring out the way tshuva is easy and accessible and possible for every single Jew. And the key to it has to dafka be through simcha. Because without simcha you can never come to get tshuva. Because in order to reach this level of Kedusha of infinite, you need to break your limited barriers. If you have your limited barriers, you'll never reach the infinite. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe is finishing Igeres HaTshuva with the concept of Simcha to show that how can a person really come to the level of Tshuva, which is breaking your own barriers, it can only be by through the level of Simcha. And then the person ends up with Tshuva.
When you say don't answer back, in itself you shouldn't say anything at all. It's a
no.
Nothing.
Nothing.
You route them, nothing.
Nothing.
Say anything. Okay.
I just told him a story. Monday night by the Chumash class, it's brought down learning the garments of the Kohen Gadol. So one of the garments is to be chaper for Lashon Hara. So there's a story that there was a great person that he heard somebody spoke terrible, terrible Lashon Hara about him. So what he did was he sent this tzaddik who was spoken against, sent the guy that spoke against him a beautiful gift. So the guy sent him a letter. Why are you sending me such a gift? I just spoke terrible Lashon Hara about you. He says, because the gift you gave me is even greater than the gift I gave you. Why? Because he says, it says when you speak Lashon Hara about somebody, all your mitzvahs go to them. So he says, can you imagine, I got all your mitzvahs, so what am I sending you? A little tiny gift, but look what I got from you. No, I just made it up.
These people should hear about someone and all your mitzvahs go to them?
I don't know.
What if I already spoke Lashon Hara about her? And all my mitzvahs went to her, and now I just speak Lashon Hara about her, there's nothing left to go to her. What is it then?
The future mitzvahs.
Is that true?
I don't know.